I agree with you, he said aloud. Unfortunately, the Knights of the Temple Lands are some distance away. Even with the assistance of the semaphore system and church dispatch boats, it takes 5 days to pass simple messages back and forth, much less gold or silver. And if Harald gets wind of actual shipments of bullion, I know precisely where his cruisers will be deployed. You're correct, my prince. However, Bishop Executor Thomas is right here in Manchir. I believe that if you were to approach him properly, explaining the exact nature of our need, you might be able to convince him to bolster our efforts.
In exactly what fashion? Hector asked.
I believe that if the Bishop Executor were willing, he could issue letters of credit against the Knights of the Temple Lands treasury. We might have to discount their face value slightly, but it's more likely that they'd circulate at full value, given the fact that everyone knows the Temple Land's solvency is beyond question. We could then issue our own letters of credit, secured by the Bishop Executors, to finance our necessary armaments program.
And if the Bishop Executor is unwilling to commit the Knights of the Temple Lands? Tartarian asked.
Raymond looked at him, and the Admiral shrugged.
I agree with the logic of every single thing you've said, Sir Lindar. Unfortunately, the Bishop Executor may feel he lacks the authority to encumber the Knights of the Temple Lands treasury. And, to be perfectly honest, if I were a foundry owner or a shipbuilder, I might find myself a little nervous about accepting a letter of credit on the Temple Lands which hadn't already been approved by the Knights of the Temple Lands themselves, if you take my meaning.
An understandable point, Hector said, but not, I think, an insurmountable one. Lindar, I think this is a very good idea, one that needs to be pursued. And if Bishop Executor Thomas proves reluctant when we speak to him, I believe we should point out that while he can't legally commit the Knights of the Temple Lands, he does have the authority to commit the resources of the Archbishopric. He has the assets right here in Coruscant to secure a large enough letter of credit to cover our first several months' expenses. By that time, we'll undoubtedly have heard back from the Knights of the Temple Lands themselves. I think they'll see the logic of your argument and approve the arrangement. If they don't, we'll simply have to come up with some alternative approach.
Yes, Your Highness.
Raymond dipped his head in a sort of half bow.
Very well, Hector said, pushing back his chair. I think that concludes everything we can profitably discuss this afternoon. I want reports, regular reports, on everything we've talked about. I realize our position is rather unenviable, shall we say, at the moment.
He showed his teeth in a tight grin.
However, if Harald will just take long enough munching up Emerald, I think we ought to be able to accomplish enough to at least give him a serious bellyache when he gets around to Coruscant.